KQED.
The new year is right around the corner, and with it, legalized cannabis for adults. KQED Senior Silicon Valley editor Tanya Mosley takes us to the first cannabis shop in the state to receive a license for selling weed.
There is a flurry of activity in the inventory room at Buddy's Cannabis in San Jose.
There's 14-gram jars. There's 3.5-gram jars.
Workers weigh, measure, label, and pack cannabis into childproof containers. All of it will soon be ready for pot enthusiasts expected to line up here on New Year's Day.
Once you come in, we're going to have 5 fully functioning cash registers.
That's owner Matt Lacero. He's received license number 00001, the first business in the state to receive a marijuana retail license. For the last 8 years, he's been selling medical marijuana in this nondescript industrial building in North San Jose.
So folks who want to have safe access to cannabis, they know how to find us. The folks who are opposed to us never have to see us.
In 2016, California voters approved Prop 64, which allows adults over 21 to use marijuana. It also established a process for licensing retail sales. The state's blessing culminates a hard-fought journey to bring the industry out of the shadows of the black market. Lacero learned, through trial and error, the social stigma around selling it when he quit his job as a corporate attorney to open up a medical marijuana shop first in Mountain View.
And we were kicked out of town about 3 months after that. We went to Sunnyvale, was our next stop, and we were there for about 10 days before being asked very forcefully to leave.
He ended up in San Jose, one of the only cities at the time, with established medical marijuana regulations.
This certainly is an ongoing social experiment. But I think right now we are continuing to build credibility with our community.
Buddies and other recreational pot shops will be highly regulated, and customers' purchases will be taxed, which means you can expect to pay more than the street version. But after all he's been through to get this business off the ground, Lacero believes the hardest part of it all is behind him.
My estimate is that beginning January 1st, we'll probably have an overnight increase about 30% in revenue.
He's confident that his business will grow beyond the new year, enough to create more jobs and expand operations.
Hi, welcome to Buddies.
For the California Report, I'm Tanya Mosley in San Jose.
Oh, all right, awesome.